What are you going to stuff into the stocking glitter marked with the name of your dad, brother, or other male loved one this Christmas? In Patrick Wagner's family, the answer's always been another pack of plastic razors. Wagner, the Allegheny Front's mustachioed intern, says he now thinks twice about that gift. He finds that a steel razor and another family tradition offer certain environmental benefits.
Don't buy me a new razor this Christmas. Sleek and stylish with self-applying lubricants and 8-blade arrays and neon hues of plastic, I think it's just a bit too much. I have what's known as a safety razor. It's a chunk of Art Deco chrome stainless steel, straight out of the Jazz Age. The thin square blade is an undeclared pop art icon, with Japan written in bold black letters like a craftsman's name on a samurai sword. The safety razor was the replacement for the cutthroat straight razor at the turn of the 20th century, and it maintains much of that close-to-the-skin intensity. It's sustainable. And I know, sustainable doesn't sound as flashy as many of the razors on the market, but encounters with the clutter of male grooming sent me in that direction. After my dad died during my senior year in high school, we went through his sizable collection of disposable razors, three-headed electrics, and cans of Barbasol, a veritable army in the long war against scruff. I tested out a bunch. They all worked all right. But the sheer quantity of simply mediocre products made me more aware of how wasteful these sundries are. Other family artifacts pointed me towards the safety razor, like my grandfather's straight razor, which I was not about to touch without a barber certification. And then there was soap and a brush, the old-time version of shaving cream, something my mom and I had gotten my dad for Christmas a few years before. My dad said he preferred it, though I noticed he still kept an old can of shaving cream on the sink. At one point, my mom got me a razor with a battery that made a sound like an electric toothbrush. It had more blades than common sense. It could only last a few shaves before all four or five of them went into the trash. I was still stuck in shaving purgatory. Then my friend Zach told me about his safety razor. He said it was giving him a better shave. I bought one online. It's hard to find in many brick-and-mortar stores. And Zach was right. Snugly held in place in the safety razor, a blade at a perfectly perpendicular angle gives the best shave. I didn't buy it because it would get me brownie points with Greenpeace, but a good shave might ultimately be more than just whisked away whiskers. After many shaves, when the blade is dull and the markings a bit less vivid, the razor slides off, and with a push of my thumb, into a plastic holder. That's where it will sit until the razor blade can be recycled into anything. Maybe even an I-beam from a construction site somewhere. Shaving isn't the only lesson that I'm reminded of during the holidays. I have another story with something sharp involved. My Aunt Fawn and Grandmother Olive are infamous in my family for neatly cutting the tape on presents and then folding the paper to save for another year. Most wrapping paper is extremely unrecyclable because of the foils, dyes, and laminations used to make it into the captivating stuff that we love. My family's frugality with paper was what you might call green, but watching them not having fun with ripping apart patterned paper annoyed me for years. Now, though, I appreciate the value of that paper and their skill in using plastic tape like a carpenter uses nails. The careful unwrapping not only reduced how much paper they bought and used, but also brings my grandma's vintage gold and cream-colored wrapping paper back year after year. "Haven't I seen that before?" is the traditional greeting of an unopened present, and most of the paper is older than I am. Whether you're unpacking a safety razor or unwrapping presents, a few simple flicks of a blade can make a major impact on more than just an epic mustache. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Patrick Wagner.